leading us to believe that he's going to be interviewing Richard Simmons' brother. Whether he really does, I don't know, but the whole episode, the whole series has been like, there really isn't anything for him to find. That's the funny thing. And yet he's created an entire podcast around it.
Hey. A podcast about nothing? Oh, my.
Yes. It's like a show about nothing.
It's like 20 minutes, 5 days a week, right? reading grocery receipts.
Bless you, Stone.
Hi, Dr. Stone has joined us.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hey. A podcast about nothing? Oh, my.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2410 of the BFO for Monday the 10th of April 2017. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, you didn't do a damn thing. Hello, Passovers. Hi, Big Fatty, you didn't let me go. But yes. Oh, okay. Hello, Passovers. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your Passovers today, because y'all, it's Passover. It's Passover. Big Fatty, you need to pass over that bowl of jelly beans that has been sitting on your table. You've been having entirely too many of them. Well, you're probably right. So, y'all, if you are celebrating the Passover, I hope there's a glass of Manischewitz, or Morgan David, Big Fatty. Yes, we love a little juice glass of Morgan David, just like the grand orange hat used to have when you were growing up. It's true, y'all. The grand orange hat. He had a little screw. It was a little screw cap, and it was Morgan David. Wine, and he kept it in his closet in his office, and I shouldn't say every day, I don't know if that's true or not, but he was known to have a little Flintstones juice glass. Big Freddy, the Flintstones juice glass of Morgan David, and a little jar of the dry roasted peanuts. Yes, Big Fatty, and nobody got to enjoy it with him. Big Fatty, that was his moment in the juice, so to speak. Yeah, he was in the juice. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you, it was Thursday evening, and I think we were having the cold weather, and were we still having the storms and Big Fatty? Who knows? We were in the juice. Well, I don't know if we were in the juice, but anyway, y'all, our willies were chilly. Our willies were chilly. I think it went down Thursday night. I think it went down to, like, 43 degrees here. We go for mid-April is really quite nipply, and so y'all, I'm gonna tell you, it makes sleeping so much better. Yes, Big Fatty, you had to even wash the sheets on Sunday because you slept like a baby so many nights in a row. It's true. And y'all, the wind was blowing. It was beautiful. It was just beautiful. The weather, Big Fatty, old people talking about the weather. Anyway, it's kind of like a podcast about nothing. It's true. Y'all, it was just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Did a few little projects, in the coal mine on Friday. Y'all, but, it's kind of a quiet day. kind of a quiet day. I'm not going to lie to you. Big Fatty, why would you lie to us? Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Y'all, the orange hat wasn't there, and old Veda took half a day off. Larry Clyde took half a day off. And, y'all, it was just... it was, I don't know if the little lamb was even there. I don't remember. Left the call. I think this was for right. I had mentioned on when I did the coupon this week that I had gotten the bacon solid bag with the bacon in it, and y'all, it had cabbage and kale in it. Freddy, it's a disastrous combination for you. It was a disastrous combination. Have I told you this already? I don't know. But y'all, I am going to tell you, I added some extra bacon, but y'all, it really was delicious, and I'm probably going to buy it again. But y'all, it became too fast. Freddy, what a wonderful way to celebrate Passover. You start tooting and people just pass over you. You go, oh, no, he's tooting. Move on. Nothing to smell here. Let's just see. What else did I need to tell you? But y'all, it really was good. But yeah, it really was a toot fest. Fiber City, yes, Big Freddy, Fiber City. Y'all came home for right afternoon. Went for a walk through Fat Acres, and y'all had gotten a testimonium during the day from a Durwood. Said, everybody, Granny and our friend Bill, we're going to supper at, y'all, it was the restaurant that when Aw Brian came to Charleston, the Green Goat, we're going there for our supper, and would you like to join us? I said, yes! So y'all, they were meeting at 7 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, then it was supposed to be bear night at the bar. So y'all, we met at the restaurant, and y'all, it was real good. Had a few little bites. Everybody had ordered some appetizers. I didn't really want. I had a little bite of something. Durwood had gotten. It was I don't remember what it was. Was it a jalapeno crab dip? But y'all, there wasn't a whole lot of jalapenos in it. By the way, y'all, if you've lost your sense of taste, if you'll start taking zinc, it'll begin to return, from what I learned on Friday night. And y'all, after, what did we have for supper? Y'all, for supper, they had a special. It was steak medallions, medallions of beef, and y'all, it came on a bed of loaded mashed potatoes. Y'all, I think it was loaded with cream cheese. It was delicious. And y'all, then it had fresh broccoli with a melted Gouda cheese sauce. Y'all, absolutely to die for. It was absolutely delicious. And y'all, then we went to the bar. Y'all got there even earlier than we get there on Saturday night. So y'all, we were the only ones in there, and we were all full, and you know, Granny was bloated, you know, poor old thing. She's just, y'all, but starting today, the diet starts starting Monday. He said it, of course, he said it every week for the past couple of months, starting Monday. I had a drink, and y'all, then I just told him, I said, and y'all, we were the only ones in there. There wasn't anything bad in there except Big Fatty. We don't really need to hear about Granny being bad. We keep him fully clothed. And y'all, I had one drink, and I just came on back here to the villa, and y'all, it must have been the mashed potatoes, because, you know, it was the carbs that, just put me to sleep, and it was a nice, cool evening, slept like a baby again, and y'all, sure enough, woke up at 7 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, And I piddled around on the thing. I'll tell them what it was. And y'all, then I rolled back over. And I don't think I got out of the bed until about 9:45. And y'all, it was just lovely. And, but I got up Saturday morning, and y'all, my 2-year commitment to the Xfinity, the Comcast, is up this week, and so I went by the Xfinity store to see what kind of special they were running. And y'all, it's basically the same thing I've got right now, but I get the free HBO now, and they're not gonna that goes away. But y'all, I don't watch the HBO anyway. Big fatty, you didn't need it to begin with. So they didn't satisfy me by giving me a good deal or a coupon or anything, I just said, well, you know, I think I'm going to go talk to AT&T and see what kind of a deal they're going to give me. And so, y'all, I just turned around and left thinking that, oh, well, Big Freddy, let's just look one more time, you know, but they didn't do that. So, I got to do something, because if I don't, my cable bill is going to jump about $25 a month, I think. For no good reason, Big Fatty. Let's see what else. Then on Saturday afternoon, y'all went for another walk through Fat Acres. Y'all, there are really no new houses being started, but a lot of them are nearing completion. And y'all, it was just a gorgeous, gorgeous day to be out walking around. Did I tell you that my yard man came this past week? I think I did. Let's just see. When did he come? He came, when did he come? Oh, he came Tuesday. Never mind. He had five bags of leaves and acorns and things like that. But then I was going to be on that Stick It With a Poke, little show, Saturday night, but y'all, I about 6 p.m. in the evening, oh, Big Freddy, the cellular telephonic device is ringing, y'all, you're just going to have to, one moment, please. Big Fatty, that was magical. It was magical. Y'all, that was the Nip. That was the Nip calling. So we were just catching up there a little bit. Big Fatty catching up like with Mike and Joe. No, this was not nearly as entertaining as that. I was going to be on that Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night, but y'all, about 6 p.m. in the evening, y'all, I just laid down in the love chamber and, y'all, before I know it, I was drooling. I was drooling, and I woke up a little bit later, and I figured, you know, I'm just gonna listen tonight. So, y'all, I turned on the TuneIn app, and I listened, and y'all, then I got my share and everything, and headed on back to the bar, and Granny was always already there. You know, Big Fatty, the old people like to get there early. It's true. Well, he beat us all there. And we had some cocktails, a Big Dick, and Durwood was there. Durwood was kind of a lethargic. Big Fatty, the poor thing, he's got lethargy. He does. Is there a medicated Sal for that? I don't know. But he had been working on his motor mansion that day, and so he was just kind of dragging a little bit. But y'all then came home once again, slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. And then Sunday, y'all, woke up about 9 a.m. in the morning and had my coffee and my brufkas. And y'all, then I went for another nipple walk. Another nipple walk around Fat Acres. Then I came back here to the villa, and I What did I do then? Big fatty, you washed your underpants, even though you don't wear any. It's true, I washed my clothes and my sheets. And, on Saturday, I even whack-em'd. I whack-em'd here in the villa. And then I, what did I do then? Big fatty, we don't know. Then y'all, I watched some shows on the TV machine this weekend and caught up on that. Y'all, if you're not watching the Designated Survivor, or if you're not watching the Bates Motel, y'all, you are missing. You are missing. Even that Peter G will tell you you're missing it on the Bates Motel. I don't know if Peter G's watching the Designated Survivor or not, but y'all, it's good. It's good too. Yes, McGrady. And y'all, I alerted everyone in the coal mine that I was going to.
On the other hand, you know, I thought. Now, what was that?
Big fatty, spit it out. Well, anyway, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, big fatty. Y'all, what I was trying to spit it, big fatty, spit it out. Today, Monday, between 8 a.m. in the morning and noon, y'all, I'm having my annual termite inspection. Big fatty, the old, and is that for your wooden leg? No, it is not. It is not my wooden leg. It's for the villa. It is for the villa. You know, they'll come around and dig around and make sure that I don't have termites in the yard, and that the bushes and trees are not touching the side of the villa. And I've alerted the folks in the coal mine that I will be in sometime after 8 a.m. in the morning and noon when I have my termite inspection. And y'all, on the way in, I might just run by the Von's East and pick me up another one of those kale salad solids. Fatty, what a wonderful way to celebrate you not being in the office. It is to make up for it by going in and just eating kale and cabbage and tooting it up all afternoon. It's true. Y'all, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good week. If you're in the U.S. of A, you've got your taxes. The 15th is coming up on Saturday, but y'all, if it falls on a Saturday or a Sunday, it gets moved to Monday, and y'all, then Monday is Patriots Day or something like that somewhere. So y'all, the taxes aren't due until a week from tomorrow. That'll be next to, I say, Tuesday. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I think it's going to be a nice week weather-wise here. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. The old people talk about their pill. You want to tell us about your pills too? No, I've already pulled out my little case and I've put my pills in it for the week. Big Fatty, it's just sad, but you know, anyway, y'all, speaking of just sad, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel, and Peter G, speaking of just sad, what to you is something that's just sad?
Hey. A podcast about nothing? Oh, my.
Oh, I couldn't.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.